Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a pleasant day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A lovely day to be outside and enjoy the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, a terrorist from Hezbollah's Radwan force was arrested in southern Lebanon following a ceasefire violation. This was earlier this hour. Also, according to Israel Hayom, a U.S. military experiment was successfully completed. A CH-53K helicopter lifted another of the same model. This happened in the past hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom states that graduates of Ali plan to re-establish the settlement Ganim next summer, 21 years after its evacuation. Separately, JNS reports that a second French UNIFIL soldier has died following a Hezbollah attack. This was earlier today. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, a failed car bomber released in a recent deal spoke at a Berkeley classroom. This was in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Khaled Zakaria, a commentator, posted 5 hours ago, urging attention to Mehdi Hassan's frequent discussions on Israel, highlighting his London roots and Shia Muslim background. Times of Israel shared earlier today that the body of a journalist for a pro-Hezbollah daily was found in the rubble of a home struck by the IDF. H.A. Hussein, a political analyst, posted 5 hours ago about Lebanon's deep state's new offer to Israel, proposing a permanent ceasefire in exchange for land. Let's go deeper. Starting with the arrest in southern Lebanon, Walla reports that the IDF captured a terrorist from Hezbollah's elite Radwan force in a large-scale operation. This comes amid ongoing tensions and repeated ceasefire violations by Hezbollah. The arrest signals Israel's continued focus on countering Hezbollah's threats, turning to the U.S. military experiment. Israel Hayom describes the successful lift of one CH-53K helicopter by another as a breakthrough in operational capabilities. The experiment enhances extraction techniques, potentially reducing risks in future missions. This development strengthens military cooperation between Israel and the U.S. Meanwhile, the re-establishment of Ganim is a significant move. Israel Hayom highlights that alumni from the Bnei David Yeshiva are spearheading the effort. This revival reflects ongoing settlement dynamics and the enduring ties to historical lands. It may influence regional settlement policies. In earlier reporting, the death of a second French UNIFIL soldier marks a grave escalation. JNS notes the attack was by Hezbollah, increasing tension in the region. The incident raises concerns over peacekeeping effectiveness and regional stability. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on the controversial classroom appearance by a released car bomber. This follows his release in a hostage exchange deal. The event stirs debate over reconciliation and justice processes. It underscores the complex narratives surrounding conflict resolutions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Elbit Systems will produce $200 million worth of munitions for the Israeli Air Force. This new deal reflects ongoing defense needs and strengthens Israel's military capabilities. Separately, C-Tech reveals that quantum computing is nearing its ChatGPT moment. Israeli startups play a crucial role in transitioning from theory to practical applications. This shift promises advancements in technology and industry innovation. And finally, Mariv Business highlights a new model of ChatGPT that revolutionizes digital creativity. The technology enhances text and image integration, showcasing Israel's forefront position in AI advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.